Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Time for Bordeaux's Corner, brought to us by the good folks at Texans Can Academy.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. All right, more Christmas music to focus on here. Before we get to the band and Christmas song that absolutely drives me into the dirt, this is the one you were referring to, Giorgio. A very sweet moment in the movie Elf, which I've never seen, by the way.
It's a great movie.
It's when Zoe and Will Ferrell are singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. So pull this up, TC, on computer AM.
There we go.
Just a half a drink more.
Whoops.
The neighbors might think. Say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell. At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the She's in the shower.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And she notices he's out there.
That is a great Christmas movie. Y'all need to watch that
good.
This holiday season.
Looks kind of sweet. Is it a cute little love story?
Yeah, it's nice. It's really good. Good for kids, safe for kids.
Such a sucker for
Boy, we watched the Christmas Story last night, the one they made, I think, in the 80s or 90s about the kid who wanted the BB gun.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That is a great... What do you mean? You're acting like this is your first time to watch it.
It was.
What? A Christmas Story with Ralphie?
Yeah.
You have never seen that before?
No.
Oh, my goodness, Giorgio. That's one of the classics of all time. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Damn funny movie.
Made what year?
Probably early 80s.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thing that disappointed me about it was the language in it.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's ass.
He said fudge.
Yeah,
only
but
I didn't say fudge. I said the mother of all.
Let's focus on that for about 5 minutes of the movie, and let's... And
that
dad,
was funny, though, that he did
that. Oh, it was funny, but I was just, I mean, you know.
And then they talk about seeing the bolts reflected in the light as they...
1983,
there you go.
With the great Darren McGavin.
Oh, my God, was he not great in that. You didn't think it's funny the way he got that major award? Why he called it a major,
major award,
I had no idea.
That was so disturbing,
but it was from
too.
Italy, because it said Fragile on the side.
Yeah, there were some funny parts to it, but I was just thinking... Okay, I didn't know we were quite getting into this for a 9-year-old. And the leg with fishnet stockings. And he's like trying to touch the... What's... Half of the rear end, you know. And
right.
Refers to it as a electric sexuality in his window.
So great. And then they have about 50 things plugged up into that one socket.
The dad was hilarious. Wrestling with that furnace all the
classic,
time.
Classic, classic movie. Okay, this one. Every time I bag on this band on the air, and I bag on them based on one song only. That's all I know of them. And there's tons of P1s that rally around in their defense and say that, you know, they have tons of great stuff. You can't judge them on this alone. But this is a classic that's played on every Christmas station every year.
This is maddening.
It's Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Carol of the Bells.
Now that part right there is very nice.
Yeah, they're okay so far. Uh-oh. Wait, where'd the pretty music go?
You need some darkness to roll in.
Here it is, Satan of the Bells. Do you guys like it or not like it?
I'm down the road on it. I know someone who went to this. Middle of the road. Who went to the performance that is the biggest beating of their lives.
Really?
Yeah.
And aren't they all like wearing trench coats and long hair and putting their foot up on the monitors when they're playing
guitar?
Too
much.
I say I don't like this. It's not Christmassy to me. It's evil.
It's like getting Joe Satriani to play Greensleeves. You don't need it. I can't take it. Okay, this is one that had several people email me about saying this is their favorite Christmas song, and I think that George groaned when I mentioned it.
Yep.
Nice bass line.
It's okay right here. Yeah, this beats me. That monotone.
But, nice bass line, right?
Yeah, good bass line.
Okay, then Baby It's Cold Outside. I said how much I love that. I love the little flirty thing, the boy and the girl, and talking about it. And a lot of people commenting on that. It's written by the great Johnny Mercer. That guy's written tons of songs. I believe he wrote another one of my favorite songs of all time, which is One for the Road.
Wow, that's great.
Love that song. Also, Ray Charles' version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Someone, let's see, who sent me that? Wit Baked Potatoes sent me that.
Wit
Baked Potatoes. The newest version of Baby It's Cold Outside, Norah Jones and Willie Nelson.
Oh, I bet that's good.
On Willie's new American Classics album. Somebody mentioned, yeah, hey, Gordon, love Baby It's Cold Outside, but you're failing to mention one of the greatest classic Christmas songs of all time, and that's Oh Holy Night. Okay,
I love that.
Let me take a listen to it and we'll see. All right.
He's got a joke singer doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, holy night.
Oh, this guy.
Stars.
Have you heard this?
No.
Brightly shine.
Who is it?
It is.
It's something that was going around the internet a couple years ago.
I think it's an early Michael Bolton version.
Well, I never found out about this. Is this a guy really trying to sing it, or is he joke singing?
I don't know.
It gets a lot better.
And the soul, it's what a thrill of hope. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, on your knees. Oh, hear
the
angels. Divine, oh night, when Christ was born.
So he's doing it as a joke?
No, I think he's really trying.
I think it's one of those mall things, you know, you go to the mall and you can sing and make a tape. Stand up in front of church and beat everyone with this.
Yeah, he's right. That's
a little out of
one.
His range, I think, there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No way he's serious.
I think he is. Nice landing nice. There.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's wonderful.
Beautiful.
Oh, holy night. So there you go. Look at a few other Christmas. You all right, George?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sound like you had a little gastrointestinal distress there. Okay. All right. Fair enough. There you go. Another corner for another day.
Tomorrow at this time?
Yes, we need to promote this.
Ty Walker?
Ty Walker and his amazing Technicolor love life.
Can't wait.
Wait, who let the Ty Walker chicken in here? Get the chicken out of here.
All right, that's the corner, 9:32 on the ticket coming up next.